Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Today, we are bringing a word of the living God. And we title this word, The Problems of Closed Doors of Breakthroughs. The Problems of Closed Doors of Breakthroughs. In other words, we have these trends in life. They are trends in life happening over and over and over. Every time that you are going to hit success, then something will come and then the whole thing is completely scattered. And this can be the lifestyle of many that will be going through one experience to another and they will not achieve what God has called them to fulfill. So it is important to understand what destiny is all about and live and fulfill your destiny. Then what is destiny? In the book of Matthew chapter 26 and the verses 24, Jesus Christ made a statement concerning himself. He said, "The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him." The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. Meaning that your destiny is when you go as it is written of you. Your destiny is when you go as it is written of you. But then it can be diverted also. It can be destroyed. It can be perverted. It can be smashed into pieces or in fragments. The Lord God has called everyone and each one of us. You are not in this world by accident, and you didn't come here by yourself. That is a fact. No matter how much you will debate on this, there is no one in the surface of this earth that knew what happened in the day one of his birth. To tell you, you didn't know when you were in the womb, but God said he knew you. You did not know when you were not in the womb, but God said he knew you before he put you in the womb. You have no clue of the days of the early ages of your life, what really happened. And sometimes when your parents are showing you the pictures, you said, "Mommy, daddy, why are you doing this to me?" You don't want to see those things. Or some of us, we are gladly to see these things because, you know, these are the times of our lives that we don't remember anything. And that is why they can stand and tell you, he said, "Look at you. Today you are standing before me and boasting. But wait, my son, let me show you something." And then your daddy will just run, go grab a picture that he has not shown you before because he wanted you to grow up and show you by the time that you think you have become the boss of the house. And then this picture is out, grown up as you are, that you are the big guy. We seen you with pompous and everything else, and look at you. May the Lord forgive us. Wonderful plan of God for our lives, for sure. But since you know that God put you here, and the life that you are living is not your life, but the one that put you here, you want to make sure that every single thing that God has called you to do, you live your life unto fulfillment of those things. Destiny is nothing else but to accomplish what is written of you in the book of life, of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and the verses 9. Apostle Paul made a statement. He said, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." A great door and effectual is open unto me. And there are many adversaries. There are adversaries that wanted to prevent Paul from entering into that great door. And that is the fact of life. Jesus Christ himself, when he was coming, Herod was just standing right there saying that, you want to come here and save people? You will not come. And he will go ahead, slaughter children, because he wanted to lay hand on Christ and terminate his life. That is the cause of life. Someone do not want you to live. Someone do not want you to be saved. Someone do not want to see your happiness. Someone do not want to see you getting married, having business, and name it. That is a fact. So, the door of salvation that's supposed to be open to people by the coming of Paul, Satan said that, Paul, you will not get there. So that door of salvation can be closed onto a person's life. Some of them, it's the door, the academic door has been closed. Others, their career doors has been closed. Marriage doors can be closed. Financial doors can be closed. Prosperity and health doors can be closed. Businesses doors can be closed. And breakthrough doors can be closed. It is just the fact that as you will be living and be willing to fulfill God's mandate over your life, you're going to have to be aware of these things and not be taking your life for granted. You want to live. God wants you to live. But there is one that is standing out there, Satan and his demonic powers, saying that we are not going to sit and watch you to be happy. We will not fold our hands and see you. The little one that has been growing up, now you are coming to come and rule over us by your prosperity, by your education, by your marriage, by your finances. No way. We will stand and fight you. You know, the situation is simple. Somebody said, he said, I have not done anything to no one. So why would they do this to me? This is not the right way to think. Because this world is an enemy to the children of God. This world, number one, they don't want you to come. This is the reason why when you are in the womb already, they are fighting you. So by God's grace, if you are born and you were not aborted by your parents, and you are living, and not only that, grace has found you to be saved by our Lord Jesus Christ and had packaged tools for you to stand and live your life. What you need to stand against the one that will say that I will not allow you to live, Christ has given those things to you. You have to be conscious about what you have in your hand and use them. They are not automatic. They are not automatic. So all the messages that we are hearing about grace, grace has done it. So I have to fold my hands and see myself cruising in life. It is not true. It is not true. What you don't confront it has the right to remain. He said, you have to resist the devil and he will flee. Devil that you don't resist will always be there in your life and will end up destroying you. Because every time they try one thing, it's not working, they're going to strategize and come up with something else. And since you are ignorant of the devices of the enemy and not using the tools that God has given you, you will become a victim of life. You will die out of their wickedness. And the Lord will ask you, why are you here? And you are going to stand there and tell Jesus Christ, my auntie, Jesus, that auntie was a witch. She was a witch, such a great witch. She's the one that killed me. And Jesus said that, okay. So you did not understand the reason why I resurrected from the grave. That death has no power over you. Because I died for you. You didn't get it. Go to hell, let me burn you. Second death. So, this life is not a funfair. You have to battle to survive and live unto the glory of the living God. It is not automatic. Therefore, I pray for you that by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, every single thing that is standing at the door and will not allow you to receive your breakthrough, I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. You will live and declare the glory of the living God. And you have to take this thing serious. Because remember the story about Cain and Abel. The Lord came to Cain and told Cain, because Cain has intention to go and kill his brother, Abel. And the Lord told Cain before everything happened, he said, sin is lying at the door. And his desire is to have you. Sin is lying at the door. And his desire is to have you. So that is a principle. Every breakthrough door, there is the man of sin that is lying just right there. You want to break through, you're going to have to battle. You want to break through, you're going to have to what? Battle. Battle to break through. Success is not cheap. Victory, it is not cheap. There is no victory without battle. Christ fought, and he fought for us to give us what we need to overcome the world. Whatsoever that is born of God, overcometh the world. And it is by faith. It is by faith in Christ Jesus only. And one has to have that understanding so that you will not come to be a victim. Because at the door of every breakthrough, there is always a terrible battle. So, Jesus fought these battles all the time. Every time that there was going to be a breakthrough, there was a battle. For someone who is going to be healed, the Pharisees would just come and say that today is Sabbath day, you can't heal this man. Etc., etc., etc. The same way that when he was coming to this world, that Herod was standing to fight him. It is principles of life that someone is standing there to make sure that you don't make it, as the Lord God has called you unto success. The enemy can close doors. And if you don't understand this, you will live right from the womb, struggles upon struggles. And you wonder, why me? You will always be making this statement. Why me? You keep coming to church and these things are happening to you. And you say, why me? Is God not true? God is true. But the Lord had already done everything that he has to do for your life. Salvation tools, Holy Ghost, has been given. This morning in Sunday school, we were taught how sin is a law. A law is a law. The law of gravity is a law. You throw it up, it will come down. That is a law. And we were explained that no matter how much you try to hold it, a time will come that it will still come down because you will get tired. So if you are going to do it by man's will, it will not work. That is why the law was given to the people of the Old Testament, for them to learn that you cannot do it by man's will. You want to, but you cannot, because it is a law. You want to overcome sin Romans 6:14. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law. You are under grace. John 1:17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So Jesus came with the truth. And the Spirit in grace is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is given for man not to use his will to overcome sin, but allow the Holy Spirit to help you by the power of the law in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:2. There is a law in Christ Jesus that had set us free from the law of sin and death. So the law of gravity will not, you cannot overcome it by your own will, by the power of your will. But you can overcome it by another law that is found in Christ Jesus that has a higher power. If the law says that, if Almighty God says, you're going to throw this and I'm going to defile the law of gravity. You throw it and it is suspended. Nobody knows what is keeping it right there, but the hand of the living God that never gets tired under any condition can maintain it forever and ever for your life. Amen. What a mighty God that we are serving. So why is it that many people, they can't see when they are dealing with the problem of closed doors? Let me tell you why. The book of John, chapter 12, and the verse is 40. He said, Satan had blinded people's eyes, and he had hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes and understand with their heart and be converted, and that Jesus should heal them. You see that? So this is not a matter of you have not done anything wrong to nobody. That's not a problem. It's not that you have done something wrong to someone. The problem that we have here is that this satanic world that we are living in, but God put us here unto assignment. John 1:17. The Lord said, Jesus prayed that prayer. He said, Father, I am coming. The ones that you gave me, these disciples, they are here in this world, but they are not from here. And they are in the midst of the evil one. So this world is an evil place. And I ask, Father, that you watch over them against the evil one. It is only God that can keep you going in this world. Hallelujah. It is only God that can save you and keep you going in this world to live a life that you will have joy within you and have joy in your marriage and have joy in your family and have joy at your workplace and have joy in every single door, effectual and effective door that God has opened over your life. Only God. Only Almighty God. So, when you see that your home, you are being battled by an auntie that is witch, or you are being battled at your workplace of someone that you don't know, but this person saw you for the first time and has become your enemy number one. You have not done anything, but the person just hits you. It happens. It happens. It is not even about a person, it's about the spirit that is at work in the person's life. Satan has not changed his nature. So if you are in Africa and you are being chased by witchcraft spirit, and you come to America and you are being chased by bills, what is the difference? There is no difference. He can use anything. It is his world. It is his world. Therefore, it will take a man of understanding of these things for one to break through your life. It is very interesting because every door can only be opened or closed with a key. If you don't have a key, you can't open the door or you can't close the door. You need the key. And I say that there is only one key. Only Jesus Christ has the sure key that can open and close any door of breakthrough or any door that the enemy has opened to fight against your life unto destruction. The Lord alone. Revelation chapter 3 and the verses 7 to 9. Jesus made a statement. He said to the angels of the church of Philadelphia, write this. These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David. That is Jesus. Jesus that open and no man can shut it. Jesus that shut and no man can open it. The Lord Jesus said, you church of Philadelphia, members of this body of Christ, I know your works. I know your works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut that door. From then has thy little strength. He said, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. So you see, Jesus has the key, but this key will only function for they that have little strength. They that have little strength. In other words, he said, you have little strength. You did not deny my name. You kept my word. But your little strength does not matter, because you trusted in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and you kept the word of God. The word that is abiding in you, that is where you are going to receive your strength from. The battle, it is not yours. It is the Lord's. So when they come against you, by the time you are sleeping, your strength is so little, completely unconscious. But that time, because you have kept the word of our Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, and the name of Jesus is a name that has come into your heart and you know it, it will fight your battle in the name of Jesus. It will fight day battle. It will fight night battle. It will fight every moment battle that the enemy will raise against your life. Because he holds that key, he opens the door of salvation unto you, and no one, as far as you continue in the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, no one can shut that door of salvation into your life. Acts 4:12 says that he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It is only the name of Jesus that a man is saved. It is only through the name of Jesus, the faith in Christ Jesus alone brings salvation into a man's life. And anyone that will, you know, what we are saying here is very important, because the enemy tried to deceive people by other powers, to tell them that they can be protected by other sources. Satan cannot protect no one, because from the very beginning he is seeking for your downfall anyway. So if by fear you are a parent, you love your children so much, and you don't want the powers of darkness that are harassing your family to kill them, so you run quickly to a fetish priest or to any other source of power that is not of God, to protect your children, to protect the family. It's Satan divided. No. He's not. Fetish priest as the sorcerer, they are all the same. They are all the same. It's the same satanic structure that is organized to continue snaring people. You go here, you have a little relief, but this one here, is already seeking to finish you. You are, it is endless. And you come to write the names of all your family members under the satanic book. And the struggles continues. Until a man comes to a point to realize that there is no other name that saves anyone except the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Struggles continue. Struggles continue. Revelation chapter 3 and the verses 10 to 11. Jesus made a statement. He said, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man taketh thy crown." So there is a crown that is reserved for everyone and each one of us. This life that we are living to fulfill God's plan unto a great reward. A great reward. A crown. I don't know if you are conscious about it. In your time of living now, that there is a crown that has been reserved for you. But there is a danger because he said you have to hold fast what you have so that no one takes your crown. So it is possible for someone to lose his crown. It is possible for one to live truly called by God. By ignorance, your crown is taken by someone. I want to live and fulfill all that God has called me to do. To inherit what the Lord God has packaged for my life. Very important. If you are living and you are living in the consciousness of a crown that is reserved for you, this is a race of life. And the prices, they are not the same. You cannot give the same. You know, even the people of the world, they know. They said this is Olympic. The first person will get the gold medal. The second person, something lower. Silver and bronze. They are not the same quality. Hold fast what you have so that someone would not take your crown. The race of life and destiny. What this is all about. You know, book of Matthew, Matthew 13 and the verses 25. You cannot stop Satan from working because Satan is Satan. It's like you are trying to convert Satan. For what? He will not. In the very presence of God, he did not change. How much more you? No. You know, this is one of the things that I say. It's not everybody that will come. God had paid the price for mankind. Jesus Christ has died. And Christ has been given as a gift unto everyone to be saved for salvation. God wants everyone to be saved. In other words, the Lord wants to see every breakthrough door to be opened. God wants to see you doing well. The Lord wants to see you being in good health. God wants to see you being able to take care of your children, taking them into school, that they graduate to become somebody. It is God's plan to see you not in poverty, but in riches. As you are rich in the Lord wants to make sure that you don't lack anything of this world. For he created it all for you. For you. But it doesn't seem like this is what is truly going on in your life. Some are struggling and they are struggling very hard. Because it is the lack of understanding itself by lack of knowledge, people are perishing. And you have to understand what the enemy is doing by the time that you say you are relaxing, that you are sleeping. Matthew 13, 25, he said, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." This is a principle. By the time that people are sleeping, this is the time that the enemy, satanic world, demonic powers are moving around and planting seeds over people's life. So every home that is not burning with the fire of the Holy Ghost, they are allowed to come in. If you are not sensitive to this type of kingdom principles, you will be struggling. Your children will struggle. Your children's children will struggle. And you will not be able to leave anything for them. This is what we are talking about here. These things, we are reading them from the Bible. And God is the one that is telling you that this is how it works. Where he puts you, this is the principle that are subject to this world. You are not going to change these things. You cannot divert the destiny of Satan concerning these things. He knows that there is a time for him, but he has also sworn to himself that he will make sure that the people of God, their lives are miserable. Salvation is released. He's hardened their heart so that they are not accepting Jesus as the gift of salvation. How is he doing that? According to your heart desire, that is how he will do it. You want to live for cars and the latest of the latest of everything. Don't you know that as soon as the latest has come, 2 days after the latest is already old because they have already released another one. Do you know how many letters that they have in the conception room? By the time that the limited edition that you said that I'm the top on the top because I'm part of they that got one of the limited edition. Let me tell you, it's not limited. If they can do one, they can do two. And you keep living your life chasing these things and the enemy harden you unto salvation that way. What you love most that goes against the will of God, that is what he will use and snare you, and you will not come to know the Lord. You will not come to know the Lord. So be conscious that when man is sleeping, the enemy is working against their lives and planting evil. Planting evil. Therefore, you know, the problem is this. The operations that are going on at night. Why the night? Why would you be surprised that they will be working at night? They are of darkness. Night is the time that they exercise most of their powers. So the plantings that are taking place in the night, during daytime, you will see the fulfillment of their plantings. People are entering into accident and they are being crushed here and they are going here and this is happening to them. And you know, why? Prayerless life. Your mind, your heart, the whole heart is just settled on worldly things. God is not part of your plans. Almighty God is not part of your plans. There is no, you don't remember anything of God. You just, you know, you have gone to work, you come back to work, you eat, and then you sleep. No, even thank you, God. Nothing. Why do you think the enemy will not plant evil over your life? They can come in at any time and leave at any time. Nothing is resisting them. The night is the time of their operation because it is characterized by darkness. It's a time that they can carry forth any assignment because that is their time. Jesus made a statement. He said, are they not 12 hours in the day? So there is another 12 hours also in the night. When it is their time, it's their time. And you will not stop them from operating, but you can stop them from carrying forth their operations over your life. Over your life. You want to live, you have to battle by what has been given to you. You know, Matthew 11 and the verses 12, Jesus made a statement. He said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. So it is a time to take by force what belongs to you by being violent. The soft ones, they will lose everything. They will be victims. Fervent prayer. A great door is open. It will take great prayers and effectual prayers to remove the adversary. Fervent prayer. From the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent, they take it by force. So, it means that if you have to be violent to take by force what belongs to you, it means that what belongs to you, someone has it. Someone has it, or someone has put a hold on it. Stumbling blocks. That job is for you. But they look at you, they say, we won't give it to you. That school is for your daughter. Satan is using money. He said that, you know what, you will not get what you need to go and pay for the admission fees. You won't get there. Wisdom. Wisdom to understand how this world is being operated, so that you will have what the Lord has released unto you. It has not been changed. This is why Jesus Christ has been sent forth, so that you will walk and live in dominion. What we lost in the garden by Adam and Eve, Christ has come to restore these things unto us. We have them. They are at our disposal. If you want it, you have it. If you don't, God will not force it on you. The gift is already given. Jesus Christ, salvation is through him, and Christ has been given. If I hold a gift, I want to give it to you, and you say that you don't want it, what can I do? This is what we are talking about here. You don't have to go through those struggles. But you must fight your battle by violent prayer. If you are taking all your time and sleeping, and you love sleeping, you even take tablets to help you sleep. It's a means of the enemy to help you getting deeper. You know, the time of 12 o'clock, between 12 and 3 o'clock in the morning, that is the peak hours. I call them peak hours. Why? Because these are the time that most people are deeply sleeping. Deeply sleeping. And it's the high times of oppressions of darkness. Satan is coward. He will not come by the time that you have strength. But you know, God is talking to us all the time. God is talking to us all the time, but you are not. You can't hear him. Too much noise in our areas. Let me show you this. The book of Job, Job 33. And the verses 13 to 18. Job made a statement. He said, why do thou strive against him? So why are you striving against this man's life? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. God, he said, for God speaketh once. God speaketh once. The Lord God talked to you. Yea, twice, yet man perceive it not. He said it first time. You were too noisy. You couldn't hear it. He said it again. Still, we could not understand what he was saying. So as a result of that, in a dream, God will come in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then God, he openeth the ears of men, and he sealeth their instructions. In other words, he tells us, he gives the instructions, he tells us what he wants us to hear that we couldn't hear during the daytime. Your TV was too loud. Unnecessary magazines that you were reading and caught into soap operas. These things will not allow you to hear from God. No room to listen to God during the daytime. Your mind, your heart, and everything of you is all about whatever that you're trying to achieve and has pushed God all the way aside. You could not hear God, so God, in his mighty love and determined to see you fulfill his plans, will come to you at night and will open your ears to give you his instructions. He does these things so that God may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. God keepeth back the man's soul from the pit and his life from perishing by sword. Hallelujah. This is how much God loves us. When we are busy watching, I don't know, whatever TV program that you love so much, and not having time for God. By that time, the Lord had an appointment with you. He wanted to tell you something that is so important. By the time that you were watching that show, it was already 2 o'clock in the morning when the activities of darkness in your country were taking place, and your name was being mentioned at the table of darkness to kill you. And the Lord wanted to save your life that time. You couldn't, because I don't know whosoever was on the TV and making show, and you were caught into it. Hey, hey, hey. What is that? So God will come to you at night and tell you, my son, wake up and pray. Because by the time you go to sleep, they are coming to plant over your life. They schedule stroke for your life. If you don't have health, what can you enjoy? What can you enjoy? From the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Violence that this kingdom is suffering. And it is only going to take violent people to live. You want to live. You want to live and receive your breakthroughs. Breakthrough every single door that God has packaged for you. You have to be having this understanding. You will die before your time because you don't understand these things. Your children, they will be miserable because you don't understand these things. You cannot live and leave anything for your children because you don't understand these things. And it is going from generation to generation. Talking about that, you don't even know. Friday, I was taught. Was a testimony that was given. He said in that family, this is a true story. No woman, no firstborn, no woman, no firstborn woman will ever have a child. And it has been going on over and over and over and over. And these things, they are trends that are happening to many of them. Some will not pass certain age. Some will battle over certain sickness. And you go to the hospital, they ask you, did your father have this? And he said, oh yeah, my mom used to have blood pressure. So that is why I have blood pressure. Who told you that the blood of Jesus, there is any pressure in that blood? This is what we are dealing with. What they did, that was for them. What you are doing now with Christ, it is for you. Hallelujah. Hey, it is time for everyone and each one of us to have understanding and live your life. What killed them cannot and must not kill you. What destroyed them cannot and must not destroy your children. You have to live and declare the glory and the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ over your home. For the Lord has done it all. The firstborn woman cannot give birth. No child. until someone started crying upon the Almighty God. And then they find out that by the time that they were trying to bring an idol into the village, they have to go and take somebody's daughter, pregnant woman, and sacrifice that woman. So as a result of that, Satan has also placed a hold. It was sacrificed unto him, and demons have been using this and placed hold as a curse over the entire family. That is what I was told. And this is a true story. He told us this on Friday night. Let me tell you this. God has paid that price. Great door is open. What you are going through, you don't have to go through these things. If it is happening, be alert, spiritually alert, and stand in fervent prayer. Violent man, whatever that they have done to suppress you, to keep you under, that the marriage will not work, the fruit of womb, you will not have it, the finances you want, your health will be miserable. All these things, Christ has paid for them. He has paid for them. And has given us the Holy Spirit and the power of prayer to open as he holds the keys. If you stand and battle over your life for Christ to open that door, nobody will ever close that door in the name of Jesus. He said it. He said it. He said it. So that is how much God loves us. Stopping you, come to the dream to let you know that something is going on. And you have to be alert. And I'm stopping just right here. Our last scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and the verses 9. He said, God will keep the feet of his saints. You are the one that the Lord is talking about. God will keep you. God will keep your feet. And the wicked shall be silent in darkness. Hallelujah. The wicked over your life, they shall be silent in darkness, in only one condition, that you know your God. That you know your God. Why? He said, for by strength shall no man prevail. For by strength shall no man prevail. God is the one that is telling you that your strength will not make it. You need God's strength. For by strength shall no man prevail. I pray for everyone and each one of you. May you receive grace from above to prevail in any situation against your life in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has purpose to terminate your lineage, I bind their works in the mighty name of Jesus. You will live. Your children will live. Your children's children will live. By the power of the Holy Ghost, by the name of Jesus that has been written in your heart, unto the generations to come, your people will always call on the name of the Lord. And the Lord shall always stand with them. And they will live to fulfill all that God has called them to do. Unto the glory of the Father alone. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.